Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, just make a difference. And how do we do that? We make a difference when you get informed, when you engage, and you're able to push back on people that have no clue. And there's so many of them out there, isn't there? Again, as I said before, Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. God bless this. There is truly so much going on. Too much going on. Alfonso Rachel joins me right after the break. We call him Zoe, for those of you who have been listening for a while. Jim Jordan, again, can't bring it to the floor today. Because we've got a whole bunch of Republicans who haven't got a clue. I mean, 20 of them. Well, actually, not even that many. 22 rhinos. Right? And I'm not saying that because they're not voting for the guy I want, because good, bad, or different, I'm not so sure he's the guy I want. But I'll tell you what, we don't have anybody else, and every time they take these votes, every time something like this happens, they get us closer and closer to becoming to a Democrat being the Speaker. I mean, think about it. And by the way, Joe Biden will be on tonight for about 12 to 15 minutes, I think they said. And in that 12 to 15 minutes, he is going to tell you how much more money of yours he's going to spend. The interesting thing about this is he's going to come out, and it isn't just about supporting Israel. It's about taking all this money that he seems to have in a bucket somewhere of ours, and he's going to give money to, come on. Think about it. Ukraine and Israel. Right? Just amazing to me. But heck, you know, we got all this money. Whatever. Some of the holdouts for Jim Jordan, they're encouraging him to drop his bid. They don't want him. They want him out. This is how, when you don't have a majority, a true majority, when you got a majority by two or three, that is not a majority. Not really. And so they're holding out for somebody else. It's like, are you serious? Who else is there? Put the other person on the line. It's just ridiculous. And they're going to go, I guess tomorrow they're going to go for the third round of voting. Just amazing. Got something to say? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Just doing what you need to do. You know, you see these young kids still out there protesting or doing whatever in support of Palestine. Or the Palestinians, I should say. Think about this. Right? You're talking about... They have no clue of history. This is what this is all about. The more I sit there and think about it, listening to some of these kids talk, kids, they are kids. Today, the more I hear about this, the more you know that the reason they've been dumbing down history over the decades, the reason they don't want anybody, they don't want these young kids to know true history, so they can twist them and send them in a direction. Right? That is pro what they want. Anyway. You know, and the other thing about this, in all sincerity, I've got Sharon Angles coming on the show in the third hour. And she's going to talk about how what it took to get her out of Israel. And the funny thing about all of this is she couldn't get out. The Americans didn't get her out. The Canadians did. Right? Come on, give that some thought. We couldn't get our own people out. We had to go to, or matter of fact, I shouldn't even put it this way. We didn't go to, Americans stuck there had to go to the Canadians to get out of Israel. I mean, seriously, this is, we don't even stand for our own people anymore. Joey V is so concerned about the almighty dollar to make sure his bank accounts keep flowing over that he really doesn't care what happens to us. Our troops should have been there in masses to make sure we got our people out and then protected Israel at the same time. It's just amazing. And our young kids, again, in not knowing history, they see Israel as the occupiers. We'll prove it. I mean, it's not true, but prove it anyway. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly be part of the solution. You know, I don't know, I'll talk about this later. Sherry's back in the news, right? Not too swift. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes with Zoe.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, do something. It's my favorite saying because... You know, you got some of these people running around in circles going, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know what? Look at the situation and do something. I don't care what you do, do something. Because once you start doing something and you realize you're heading in the wrong direction, you can make the corrections. If you can't make corrections sitting on a couch, scratching your head or your belly trying to figure out what you're going to do next. You know what I'm saying? All right. I know this guy doesn't sit around a couch scratching his belly. That I do know for sure. Anyway. Alfonso Rangel joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer... V? What am I, German now? We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. Always a pleasure to have him with me, though. You know, God bless. You're in the Texas area, what they call God's country. Although I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm still trying.
Well, you know, I mean, there are a lot of God-fearing folks around here, I reckon, and, you know, but admittedly, some folks, you know, that are claiming to believe in God, I'm just like,
yeah. No. Really?
Well, yeah.
You really? Really?
I mean, this is like the center of, like, the mega churches around here, man. We got them, you know, the mega church pastors who be teaching something that just ain't squared up with the Word of God. And so, yeah, but I guess, you know, this gets to be called God Country. But you know what? We're trying to do our part to make to help it uphold that moniker, man.
Hey, I know this is probably the wrong thing to say. I'm going to say it anyway. I would rather have somebody who actually believes in God, maybe not the total right way, instead of these atheists running around, you know, trying to fill our kids with satanic stuff and the tamakas, you know, these satanic clubs that are going on in the schools across the country. The funny thing about it is they're not, I guess, if you really want to get deep into what they're teaching on the back end, you could say, as a Christian, yeah, they are a satanic club, because what they're teaching kids is there's no need for God. Science is the God. You know, if you rely on science, you rely on math, you rely on the basics, you won't need God. So, but the Christians go running around with their hair on fire going, they're teaching about Satan. Yeah, right. They're teaching about a guy with two red horns and a tail. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not so much red horns and a tail, man. But, I mean, yeah, what they are teaching them is it is satanic, because they're basically saying, hey, all you need is knowledge. Knowledge is power. All you need is, you know, and you don't need some God or whichever. But the thing is, that's exactly what happened in the Garden of Eden. You have the tree of knowledge,
yeah,
of good and evil, and yeah, you have the tree of life. Adam and Eve were suckered into leapfrogging over the tree of life and went right to the tree of knowledge. They went to the science, right? Yep. They went to the knowledge. And when we have a society that puts a premium on science and knowledge over life, hey, woe to us, man. We're going to be ruled by some messed up people.
Well, you know, what I was saying to you earlier, I mean, you know, you think about it. We pump up. You do it in politics too, right? You do it. Oh my God, they're gonna come down the street with you know, stormtroopers and take your guns and your kids and your dog and whatever. You know, it's the same thing. I think it's the same thing here, where you got these weak Christians, you got other people talking about what's being taught, and it creates all kinds of craziness. And you know, instead of coming at it and saying just kind of what you just said, which is, look, they're not. Satan ain't in the class. They ain't doing a Hail Satan thing. The teacher doesn't have a pentagram on his chest, you know what I'm saying, tattooed on his arm, whatever.
Right.
The way they're doing it is like this. I mean, explain it to them, what's going on. Because, again, like I said to you, it's you know that there's actual Christians who believe that Satan's got the two horns and the tail and the red body and the whole nine yards. And then you go, no. Because that's what they're waiting to show up. No. It's that young boy that says he's a Christian that goes and has sex with your daughter all weekend long. That's Satan.
That would be more, exactly, man. The Word of God says that the devil masquerades as an angel of light.
Yeah.
You know, the devil is introduced. I mean, you know, the weird thing is the devil is introduced as something that you assume that you're supposed to run from. You know, but they didn't run. They didn't run from the devil. And you know what, Joe? I have an observation as to why that is. Just like the word says, the devil masquerades as an angel of light. And the word, you know, when the Lord sent these fiery serpents to strike the Israelites, the Lord had them look at the bronze serpent to have them be healed. Something I noticed about that, the word for serpent is seraph. And seraph, as in seraphim, the word seraphim actually means fiery serpent, is what it means. So the devil was masquerading probably because it says he was a serpent, right? Well, he was probably masquerading as a seraphim. Why wouldn't they trust him? They're basically speaking of what they assume as one of the agents that sits above God and ministers to him, right? Why wouldn't they trust him?
Yeah. No, I got it. The way you don't trust him is, you know, I always told people that if you watch what the Secret Service does when they're teaching their Treasury agents and others, they don't come into the room with a whole bunch of counterfeit bills. They don't show you a bunch of counterfeit bills. They bring nothing but the real thing in. And they have you handle it and touch it and see it and understand, you know, what the real bill looks like. They don't say, well, this is what the real bill looks like, feels like. This is if you hold it, you can see this. And then here's the fake bill. And here's what they, no. They do that so you know. Anytime you, right away, you grab that bill, you know it's truth. You know it's the real one.
That's a great point, man.
We should be the same way with the Father. We should know him so well. Stop telling me about end time. Stop telling me what this devil's going to do. I want to know God. I just want to know God. So when I hear his voice and I feel his presence, I'm like, yeah, that's him. Right?
Man, that's a great observation. That's a great point. Yeah. That's how you do it.
Like, that's all I ever have is a great one.
and that's a funny thing. It was the Secret Service. That was their original job.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
It was dealing with counterfeit.
It's just amazing to me. And frankly, the truth is high-end security companies, they also teach you. They don't go all over the place with stuff. You know, here's how you check somebody out. Here's how you know it's the real thing. Here's how this. Here's how that. And that's how they teach them to do things. I don't know where we got this. It's too much for us to take in. Oh, does that look real? Does that look fake? Or is it this? How come it didn't do that? And you don't. It's too much for us to deal, especially nowadays. I won't know. I'm going to be nice anyway. hey, you know, this is also a weenie little observation here. I don't know. Trump and Bush immediately came out and condemned the Hamas attacks. Now, I don't care how you feel about Trump or Bush, but, you know, they came out, you know, talked about how terrible these things were and what have you. And Obama, Clinton, and Carter have been silent. So, we'll talk more about that inside the break. Jump into your host. Don't go far. All right.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has claimed more American lives. The State Department said 32 Americans have been confirmed dead and another 11 are unaccounted for. Said U.S. officials are working to try and secure the release of hostages held by Hamas. A warning to Americans overseas from the State Department.
State Department spokesman Matt Miller says
the Department of State advises U.S. citizens overseas to exercise increased caution.
According to Miller, the advisory, issued Thursday, points to
the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests.
I'm John Schaefer.
Several Republican lawmakers report receiving death threats after they voted against Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. At least four were targeted. This follows Jordan's second unsuccessful bid for the Speaker's gavel in as many days. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are here.
Oh, we're back.
Come with me, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Listen, well, what's a bigger pleasure? Let's bring him on. Alfonso Reyes joins us. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's on here with us every week to kind of, I don't know, I guess we're starting to wind down towards the weekend, come up with some of the crazy stories that took place this week. And, you know, we were just, I was just kind of playing with it a little bit where, you know, Trump and Bush actually came out pretty quickly and condemned Hamas, condemned their attacks. And we got Mr. Oblamo and Clinton and Jimmy Carter, who is quite ill, so I don't even know if he can respond, so I'm not going to beat on him too much. Not a word.
No surprise there.
You know, that's volumes of words. I realize that because they didn't say anything. But I'm amazed at how many of our young people, and you brought it up during the break a little bit as to why, but our young people who see Palestine or the Palestinians as the ones that are being oppressed, that are the ones that have been put out, that have been sinned against, if you would, it's just amazing. The lack of knowledge is just amazing, isn't it?
Oh man, hey, you know the thing—the lack of knowledge, and at the same time, the propaganda. A lot of this stuff goes along with the whole woke agenda, the whole white guilt agenda. Because the thing is, see, a lot of people, man, they think Israel, and there's like this disconnect. I was talking about this in the Zoloft last night, man. There's this disconnect about what Israel is and who they are in relation to Jews. And there's When we think American Jews, we think white people, you know. And the thing is, we think white people who have power over the banking industry, the news and entertainment industry, they got their hands in everything. They're these white, covetous, conniving Jews. And the funny thing is that these Jews that these people don't like so much are all Democrats, right? And
yes,
Democrats,
<you're> right.
Democrats hate Jews the most. Hello, KKK. It's like they hate the Jews. And the Jews want to be accepted and wear this badge of being a Democrat. It's like you might as well wear a Nazi badge. And you did have those who were happy to go ahead and stick that
Star David on them to show that they were compliant with what, you know, to show that they're good citizens and they're the better citizens that Germany shouldn't worry about, right? So they you know, they would do these things. But at any rate, Joe, when Palestinians keep referring to Israel as this apartheid state, come on, Joe, you know, when you hear the apartheid, you know what comes to mind?
Oh, yeah.
White people.
Yeah.
Right? White people. So that's why here in America, you got all these liberals and this whole white guilt narrative, woke narrative and stuff like that. They are going to side with Palestine because they think that the Israelites over there are a bunch of white apartheid people oppressing the Palestinians. And even Egypt is like, dude, we can't let them all in. You know why? Because we can't tell them apart. We don't know from the Palestinians from the Israelites because they all look the same.
Did you just say they all look the same? Now, if I said that...
Hey, the Word of God tells us that they look alike. You know, the Israelites, I mean, because the Philistines, the Palestinians, were Philistines. These are descendants of Egypt. From Mizraim, which is Hebrew for Egypt, from Mizraim comes the Casluhims, and from the Casluhims come the Philistines. And Philistines basically means butthurt, y'all. That's what it means. It means, Philistine means to wallow around in misery, and you just stay in a state of victimhood. And that's what Palestinians are always doing, right? We're a bunch of we're victims. We're being oppressed. They're still doing that to this very day. And the Word of God tells us, you know, it's like back then. It's like, yeah, for the Egyptians, the Hebrews, they looked alike. They couldn't stand each other, but they looked alike.
Well, yeah, that's the funny thing about it. You know, you and I have talked about this before, and it had to do with Jesus. And I'm saying, do they realize that Jesus wasn't white? It was physically impossible for him to be white. And yet they keep calling it the white man's religion, right? Some
right.
So, really? Well, what white man was that? I'm curious. Because what Jesus, you know, and this is the ignorance that we allow to flow, that we allow to grow, and it drives me out of my mind,
you know,
frankly, because it doesn't need to be.
I hear you, man. And it's funny when they try to say that, you know, Nazis were a bunch of Christians. Like, dude, that doesn't make sense. How can they be a Christian when they hate the Jews? You know, you do realize that they would have to, that would mean that they would have to accept Jesus, who's a Jew, as their king. It ain't gonna work.
Well, yeah, isn't that funny? Because they do try to, they try to paint Hitler as a conservative Christian.
Yeah.
And you're going, okay, how? Give me stuff that he wrote. Tell me how.
Yeah.
All right? It's just always, you know, amazing to me. Well, listen, to show you that we were, you know, that we are in so much confusion. You ready for this one? Don't drink anything because you're going to lose it. A transgender former football coach is listed in Maxim's Hot 100 Women.
Oh.
Now, I don't know who this person is, but apparently alongside Margot Robbie, and, you know, they've got a picture of her up, but I can tell who
this
the guy
sounds
is.
Like the Ace Ventura Pet Detective story.
Man, it sounds like it's one of those movies out of the 70s. What was the two comedian brothers, the black comedian brothers who came out with White Girls, right? They did the whole...
Oh, yeah, right.
Right? I mean, seriously. You're looking at this, and I'm going, come on, this is a movie, right? Let me see. When's it being released? But no, it's now Maxim. I can't. Maxim is a known as a men's magazine. It features images of beautiful women, but a recent list published by Maxim has commentators outraged because, right, in the top 100, there might be more, dude. I'm telling you, I was looking at some of the pictures, going, but I will tell you that the person that they chose. The male that they chose as among the top 100 beautiful women, even if I didn't know she was a woman, he was a woman, or acting as a woman, or trying to look like a woman, no. there ain't enough spackle there to help him or it out. you know, spackle and paint. I'm sorry. Be a three-day affair there. It's... I'm sorry. He was number 92. I've been corrected already. the top hottest women in the world. Yeah. Okay.
man, who was on crack that day? I mean, I haven't seen the image. I mean, I'm going to take, I mean, it's not that hard to take your word for it, I reckon.
So, this stuff, it just keeps coming across my desk. People keep sending me stuff, and I'm looking at it. I'm going, you know, even, what was it, Victoria's Secrets? I don't know if you heard. They're done with the wokeism. They've just come out and said, you know what, it doesn't pay. I mean, basically they said, yeah, we thought we were going to make more money, but wow, that didn't work. So they've gone back to what they consider basics, where it's, you know, just women in skimpy lingerie selling as much clothing as they can.
So at least the truth found its way in there somewhere. You know, it's like,
it took money. Yeah, I mean, seriously, that's the sad part. And it's proof positive that you and I talk about it a lot of times. It's about the money. It's not a woke thing. They're not trying to be nice to you transgender people. I don't know why you can't figure it out. It's all about how much money they're going to make catering to you.
Well, I mean, the thing is we've seen where these people are sacrificing a lot of money to put up with this stuff.
Yep.
And because, well, it's a religion to them. So they're okay with making the sacrifice, and they're still suffering a lot. But I don't know, maybe some people, they get it. It's like, you know what, man, or girl or whatever, it just ain't worth what we're losing. And, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and, you know, we'll keep it basic, just like you said.
God. Now, Cher has...
Oh, no.
She's come out again, and she says that she's more than willing to move to Jupiter if Trump gets elected. And I'm thinking we should start building that rocket ship now for her. Okay.
Hey, let's put her in touch with Elon Musk, man. I bet he can make that happen. Then send her to Uranus. That'd be a short trip, because her head is already in there. You know? I got that now. Great. Now, man, I got her voice in my ear. You know, it sounded like her voice sounded like, you know, a cat getting ready to leave something on your carpet or something like that, man.
She is amazing. She says, well, I almost got an ulcer last time he was president. I'm thinking, really? How? Why? What did he do that was against you, that hurt you, that hurt your whatever, your people? I don't even know. But, you know, they're so full of themselves. These people are so full of themselves. They actually believe that we care if they're, whether they stay or go. It's like, just go. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. God bless.
Just go.
I mean, we should put one of those...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Jones is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really so much appreciate the time you spend with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Big part of the conversation. Alfonso Rachel joins us as he does every week. And before we get rolling, because I will forget, you know, he's got some great music. You have to, you know, stop listening to somebody. Stop listening to Cher. We'll start off there, too. I mean, my God, she's going to be, does she have grandchildren? No, she can't have grandchildren. unless she bought some like some of the other stars did. she just needs to go sit by the pool with some margaritas and stuff, you know, that kind of thing. But
yeah, it's like, I don't know, man. Cher pats herself on the back, I think, a little bit too much for whatever. You know, I would, to pat yourself on the back so much because a lot of men like to dress like you.
Oh.
It's like, that should tell you something, Cher. You know, it's like, you know, a lot of men, they test their transgender metal on seeing if they can dress up like you.
Well, yeah, a lot of, you know, what was it? I talk about it all the time, that movie that was made out of Miami, had Robin Williams in it. What was it, The Cuckoo's Nest? Or I don't know what it was called. Anyway.
Birdcage, I think.
Birdcage, that was it. Right. The Birdcage, right? And those were female impersonators. You knew they came out. You knew they were female impersonators. They let you know that they were just whatever. Truly called what do they call it? Adult entertainment, if you would. But yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of them tried to impersonate her, or what was it, Liza Minnelli, or who's the other one that I can't stand with a big nose? What's her name? Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. Okay, look, everybody's got their thing, right? I mean, Cher is what, 7'5" or something? That's how you kind of call her out. Looks like a toothpick with arms and legs. You know, but these guys are full of threat. You know, they're not people of integrity. Let's put it that way. You know, because when Trump was elected last time, they promised to leave this country,
right.
And they're still here. And I'm offended by that. You know,
I share in that offense, man.
I was so looking forward to that. I was ready to throw a party and everything. You know, but it didn't
happen. I know, right?
But she come back out again now. She says, you know, she's going to Jupiter. She said last time he gave her, you know, an ulcer, and I'm thinking, how do they allow these people to affect them like that? Number one, number two is, if you ask them, they can't come up with one thing that he's done that affected them in any way, shape, manner, or form. She went off on him, calling him an effing traitor and the whole nine yards.
Hey, well, you know what? Jupiter's a fitting place for her, man, because Jupiter's basically a big old fart cloud anyway. You know, it's a place of hot air, you know, so Cher, you'll fit in right there.
Right, and a constant turmoil, right? That's the one that got the constant storm that we see going on it. But, man.
Right.
Yeah, the hate of these people. You know, you hear about it. You understand it. You know, I sent you that movie, and I saw your response. But I sent that movie to you that Steve Deese put out. And I wish non-Christians would even watch that movie. And the reason I say that is because you see that demon pulling things together that people really don't think about. You know it. You know it when you hear it and see it. Not that we're so spiritual gurus or something, but, you know, we know what the word says. And the fear in that guy's face, the fear in that demon's face when he saw the pastor come in. And then when he realizes the pastor doesn't believe, he was all at ease again and just had that really, well, kind of creepy smile, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where the bulk of the Christian church is at. They don't know. They don't really believe. You agree?
I hear you, man. Nope. I mean, and you know, and the Lord, and the Bible talks about these people, man, these people with this false faith. It's like, yeah, you mean talk about how you love me and stuff like that, and praying and casting out demons, but I don't know you.
Well, but it's from, and I've had these discussions with some local pastors. It's coming from behind the pulpit. You're not teaching these people the truth, and you're staying away from the hard stuff because you think you're keeping them in church, and that means you love them more, but. No, actually, it doesn't. If you really love someone, you tell them the truth. You don't tell them your version of the truth. You tell them the truth that some of these things are hurting them. They don't know certain things, and that's hurting them, and they need to be better informed. You can't just let them walk around like fools. You wouldn't do that to your kids.
Yeah. And the word warns us about, you know, these ear ticklings and things like that. And people want... They want to know about this Jesus enough to be able to learn, you know, to hear things about themselves. What can they find, you know, what can you tell me about this Jesus that pertains to me? What can you tell me about this Bible that pertains to me? And the way that you heal people down to the bones, the word is supposed to be medicine to our bones. The way you get down into the core of that and you build up the integrity, the healing integrity mentally, physically, emotionally, in all aspects, is to simply learn about Jesus. You learn about who the living law is, and he builds in you what it is that you need. But we got to get ourselves out of the way and say, tell me about me. Tell me about my good season. Tell me about this and tell me about that. It's like, hey, man, tell me about Jesus and the qualifying factors that he has laid out to testify of himself, of who he is, and why he is qualified to be our high priest and king. You learn that straight.
Yeah. Listen. Sonia Schmidt always tells me that in the entertainment world, a lot of the comment that used to make her crazy is people would actually ask her almost in the middle of a conversation. Say, well, I'm a good person, right? You think I'm a good person, right? That doesn't mean I hate. And it's like they're looking for you to affirm that they're a good person. It's like, you look at, you know when you're doing the right thing. You know when you're doing the wrong thing. Don't give me that garbage.
Yeah. It's, you like a, one asked me if I'm a good person or anything like that. I'll tell you straight out, hell no. I am not a good person. Am I a God-fearing person? Yes. And I am satisfied with that. Am I a good person? No. If the Lord says, man, ain't nobody good except my daddy, and I get the connotations, you know, the connotations of what he's talking about when he says that. But, you know, I'm still not going to try to take any liberties with it and just say, hey, I'm not worried about being a good person. I ain't, my righteousness ain't nothing but filthy rags to the Lord. I'm a God-fearing person. I'm cool with that.
You know, I think one of the biggest compliments you can get as a Christian, this is how I feel, is when somebody looks at you and says, man, nothing shakes you. How come nothing shakes you? Why don't you get all, you know, bugged out by A, B, C, and D? And, you know, my favorite saying for years was, because my God's still alive. I got nothing to worry about. You know, and there's no other way to really answer that, but to say, my God is still alive. My God still loves me, and what am I supposed to worry about? I can't worry about stuff I have no control over. All right, so the IRS is hiring 87,000 more agents. Okay, well, let me go throw myself in front of a bus. I mean, really. You know what I'm saying? We're looking for reasons to be scared.
Yeah, yeah. And even like what we were supposed to have, I think today was supposed to be another one of those Day of Rages or anything like that. And last week there was supposed to be the Hamas Day of Rage. And, you know, it wasn't something to be alarmed about. It's like, look, man. I mean, the thing was, I saw people, you know, gloating like, you know, what happened to this Day of Rage? And, yeah, they better not do this and better not. And I'm like, hey, you know what? How about we give thanks to the Lord
Bingo. That
this was uneventful? No, that it didn't amount to anything. I'll be thankful to that.
You, there was a good, we got a couple of minutes left. I think you can have some fun with this. So, I've had people in recent conversations, and they'll be like, "You got guns, right?" And I go, "Yeah." Why? I don't really why. Because there's idiots in the world. That's why. There's hateful people. There are people that hate me simply for loving Christ. I mean, there are nuts in the world. Yeah, but you always say your God will take care of you. Okay. Really? So, yeah, you really want to go, do you have car insurance? Yeah, I do. Okay, why? Why? You don't believe you get in an accident. You're covered. You're good, right? I believe God will cover me, too. But here's the deal. I'm required to have insurance. And there's nothing wrong with having insurance because in today's world, it costs a lot of money. You know, even go to a hospital, have a hangnail taken care of, it'll cost you a lot of money. But that is not believing in God and not having God as your sufficiency. That's having two brain cells at work. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Amen. And you know, one of the ways that God does take care of us, if we trust God to take care of us, is that he provides us with common sense. It's like the Lord, our God, gives us the sense to be like, hey, man, there's evil people in the world. You might want to get a gun. Sell your cloak and buy a sword. That's basically God saying, it's better for you to be naked than unarmed. Okay?
He's right. I mean, there are so many people that think as Christians that we're not supposed to fight back. We're not supposed to do any of that stuff. We're not supposed to seek violence. Look, I'm not seeking violence. You come into my studio looking to hurt me or come into my house looking to hurt my family, you're going to find out what a believer I am. I'll be asking you if you know Jesus just before the lights go out.
You know? The opportunity to meet him, right?
Yeah, better get to know his voice.
I think a lot of people, they misunderstand that turn the other cheek thing, and that's a whole other conversation but people misunderstand. They think that we're supposed to be this pacifist and stuff like that, and that's not really what the word says.
Yeah. I'd love to hit on that someday. I tell people most of the time, just don't be quick to anger. Don't be quick to retaliate.
Right.
Just, you know, some people are just stupid and ignorant, and they don't know, and sometimes just a little information goes a long way. All right, we're up against it. Where do I get your music?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com.
Oh, Bronze Serpent, the Fiery Serpent Media place. Yeah, got it. See, I listen. All right, look, God bless, brother. You know, keep up the good work, and I know that hopefully we turn somebody tonight. We got somebody thinking about something. Joe Bacini, your host, Dr. B, joins me in the next hour. We're going to crack your brain open, but that's disgusting. We'll be back in a few minutes. Not so far. Opportunity.